Hello and welcome to The Gaming Duel, where friendships are built through gaming. We're your hosts, Kelvin and Rob, and if you're joining us for the first time, first off, thank you for tuning in. We're the podcast that keeps you, the gamers, up to date on the latest gaming news and speculations about the gaming industry. Rob, what's going on?
It's weird. We're recording this a little earlier than usual.
Is there energy? Is there energy here? Or, like, it doesn't matter?
I think so. I'm literally fresh out of work. So same. Like that's always like I don't know if I have the energy or not. Sometimes I'm like I come out of work and I'm like regenerized because I'm not at work, you know. But today because it's so cloudy and gloomy, I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
At least over here. But
we do have a lot of good news to talk about here with Final Fantasy, Rob. I don't know if you want to just go right into it, just go snap, like just smack dab into it. Let's go into the Daily Duo news.
It was a very bad Borat impression. So
that's fair.
Anyways.
Well, what's not bad is Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Reviews are in, and it is smoking hot now. The review embargo for Final Fantasy VII has finally lifted, and the review has been nothing short of stellar. It's currently sitting at 93 on Metacritic. Here are some of the other outlet reviews. We have 10 for Inverse, 9.5 for PSU, 9.5 Easy Allies, 9 for IGN, 8.5 for Game Informer, and 8 for GameSpot. The game is currently the second best Final Fantasy ever reviewed. Final Fantasy IX holds the highest score currently at 94. Rob, we made it. A week more. Just one more week.
That's it. And I'm going to go play the Final Fantasy demo later tonight, like the update version of it, because I had an update that they released, I think, yesterday. But that's after we come back from watching Advent Children in theaters. I can't wait. I'm going with Jess. So she's gonna be like, what is going on?
She's never seen it.
Why would she see a Final Fantasy Advent Children, you know?
But maybe she plays games, sort of.
I guess. But I'm gonna have to explain everything to her. But who's this guy? Yeah.
So she's watching with you, and this is the Japanese version.
Damn,
she's gonna love it.
She's gonna be like, what the fuck, why am I here?
Oh god, that's funny. I'm excited, man. I'm really interested to see how this movie from like 2004 actually held up. I haven't seen this movie in years, literal years, so to come back to it in 2024, like, it's gonna be interesting.
It's a complete edition too, so apparently there's more to it. Okay. So I don't remember if I ever saw the complete edition. I might have, but I don't remember because it was so long ago. But I'm excited.
Nice. I can't wait. Yeah, you're a little giggly there. Yeah, man, this is great news for Final Fantasy fans, for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I think it's just a testament to what this game has done in the past several years, right? With remaking the game with VII and then just really upping it up and really pushing the scale to what Final Fantasy VII is capable of. Like, it is hard to really surpass Final Fantasy VII, OG Final Fantasy VII, right? And for Nomura and the team to like really nail this and like really push the boundaries that this game can do, like, kudos to them, man. Like, everyone's loving this, man. And I can't wait to see everyone's reaction when they start playing this game. I've been hearing a little things here. I've been reading some reviews. It is a massive, massive game. And there's a massive, massive amount of like mini games to try out and to play and to explore. And I'm like, that's a little intimidating for me because, you know me, when it comes to open world games, it can't be too open world. But I'm hoping I can kind of get settled in and try them out and like really like love the game for what it is. But I'm afraid to like explore and then get fatigued with all this stuff going on.
I mean, if you're used to an Elden Ring or something like that, I think you're going to be just fine here because they're not that as expansive. Like, you've played Red Dead Redemption 2. You've played Witcher. it's not, I feel like, up to that scale. I mean, hell, even Skyrim, right, at the time. So if you're used to playing stuff like that, I think you're going to be fine.
Those words.
I know. But I think this is the game that everyone wanted Remake to be.
Right? I think so.
When Remake first came out, you know, obviously we were stuck in Midgard. And we actually get to see what Final Fantasy VII, what else it offers, right? It's not just Midgard. Midgard is just a tiny sliver of the actual game. So I think this is that's the reason why everyone's like, their minds are being blown, because they're like, oh my God, like, we didn't know like this game was that big. I'm like, yeah, the game's freaking massive. So you're getting into the juicy details of Final Fantasy VII. That's when the game really, really actually opens up, is when you leave Midgard. So we're getting the true experience of VII. Now, I don't know how they're going to leave off of Rebirth to go into the third and last installment. At what point do they stop? You know? Right. And it's and I heard that it's different. I don't know.
I haven't been hearing great things about the ending so far. I've read three outlets so far. I've watched one, read two. And so far, they're not a fan of how this game ends. We'll see.
Here's the thing, though. It's not like an ending. Because you still have the third. It's a trilogy. So you have the third to go into. It's like, you know, the Star Wars movie, episode two, episode, you know, five. It's like
just the way this game ends, or where it ends and where it falls off. Right. That's where people are kind of like, but we'll see. I mean, you know, I'm definitely interested to hear your thoughts when you beat it, because you're definitely going to beat it before me. I know that for a fact. So, yeah, no, that's definitely happening. but I can't wait. I'm excited to play this game. I'm excited to try it out and just really get into there. And I think I'm just going to beeline to the story. But then I also, like, so far from the demo, the mini games are fun, man. Like, the mini games that they put in are really cool. The piano demo is really cool. I've heard a couple other things. There's like a trading card system in that game that is really fun. So, yeah, I can't wait. Can't freaking wait. We won't have to wait much longer. Let's move on. PlayStation VR 2 will work on PC. We're pleased to share that we are currently testing the ability for PSVR 2 players to access additional games on PC to offer even more game variety, in addition to the PlayStation VR 2 titles available through PS5, says Sony in a blog post today. They also said, we hope to make this support available in 2024, so stay tuned for more updates. PSVR 2 is currently priced at $549. They did it. Nasty Nate, they did it.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to you.
How do you feel about this? What does this do for you?
I mean, again, I'm not a big VR guy, but this is massive, because now it officially competes with the other VR headsets. Yes, the biggest thing. I feel like it wasn't a competitor just because it was attached to the PS5. Right.
And it was a separate other price point to pay to just get into the PSVR 2. Yeah.
Exactly. So you're paying $1,000 total minimum to get into this. I want to say subpar experience as of right now, because there's not a ton of VR software available for Sony right now. But now that they open it up to everything to PC, that changes the game. That changes it completely. So does this sway me to get it more? A little bit. The fact that it's not just tethered, I can use it with my PC is awesome. That is astounding to me that they didn't do that before.
yeah, that's true. You know? I just wish that a lot of the games were more compatible with PlayStation VR 2, so they can kind of like up the software side of things, right? As of right now, like you said, there's not that much quality in their games, or not much quality, but like there's not a good lineup so far, right? There's a good lineup, but not enough of it. And so for them to like really bump it up, they need to keep going and focus on VR2 to really make it more enticing, right? Because just because now it works on PC, I mean, doesn't necessarily mean that people are going to still buy, because their software lineup isn't all that, you know what I mean? So it just depends how they're going to promote this moving forward, and if they have any other games lined up in the future to like really push the hardware, you know.
I'm very excited to see where this goes, if how much this improves sales that we have this update, So I guess we'll stay tuned to see what's going on with the headset. The fact that it can now go up against the, I don't think it's a Vision's not a good one because that's $3,500. The Meta Quest, right?
Right.
And that kind of stuff. So, and I hear really good things about the headset itself. Like the headset is amazing.
Good
it's
quality
just,
build.
Again, it's just tied to that hardware that, you know, so this is great news.
Well, I recommend, guys, if you are huge on VR, go check out the Elder Trolls podcast. Those guys are phenomenal. They are into tech. They're super into tech. They're super into the PlayStation VR ecosystem. And so they will give you the best information when it comes to PlayStation VR and VR in general. So yeah, definitely check them out. The Elder Trolls podcast. Let's take a break real quick. By the way, if you're enjoying this episode, rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, drop a review, and remember to follow us on all social media platforms. Be part of the Gaming Duo community by joining our Discord server where friendships are built through gaming. What a pop off. Was it today or yesterday where we were just going, oh no, I think it was today because of the Final Fantasy VII review. And it was just, again, another day where I just couldn't keep up. I was trying. But you guys are great. You guys are the best. I love you guys. Thank you for just making our Discord lively. And again, if you guys have not joined, we definitely recommend you be a part of our community. Friendships are built through gaming. That is legit what we stand for. And it's a great time, man. I really do enjoy our Discord.
Yeah, a little baby Discord. We love it.
Little baby Discord. Back to the news here. Real quick. Before we move on to the juicy stuff, Peacemaker DLC comes to Mortal Kombat next week. So if you have the combat pack, owners can get it on February 28th. That's next week. But for those that don't have it, you'll have the full release coming out on March 6th. So if you're a Mortal Kombat fan, tune in for that Peacemaker DLC coming out very soon.
Rob, did you see the fatality?
I think I did see a video of it. Is there a new video that came out? I didn't see the new
video. It was a video of like him doing his fatality, and it's hilarious. It's just hilarious.
I can't
wait. He uses a jetpack and like that's all I'm gonna say. He uses a shotgun, he uses a jetpack, and he uses some force field thing. And you could just imagine. And a pencil is used. A pen or pencil is used.
A pencil. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So. Interesting. All right.
Wild.
Why don't you take us to Riot League of Legends game, Rob?
So Riot's League of Legends fighter called 2XKO is targeting a 2025 release. This was originally called Project L for the longest time, and they finally unveiled the name. There is some criticism when it comes to the name. It's a very weird name for a League of Legends fighter.
I was just going to say, is this really the name? This is it.
This sounds like a code name. 2XKO? Right? No. I don't get it. I understand it's 2v2 and you're trying to KO the opponent, but like you got to put League and Legend somewhere. Like what? I feel like Project L was a way better name.
I think it was way better. I was going to say 2XKO just doesn't roll off the tongue.
I don't know who thought of that. Anyways, in an update on Thursday, the studio has confirmed that it is targeting a 2025 launch window for the PlayStation 5, Xbox, and PC. 2XKO executive producer Tom Cannon said Riot is entering a new phase of development on the 2v2 tagged base fighter. He said, overall, we're building an always evolving fighting game for FGC, and there's so much to be excited for, but there are also a lot we have to still figure out, and we're going to need your help. A playable demo of the game will be at a bunch of places across the world this year, including Evo Japan in April. You can also register for some playtest, which will be held later this year. So the game's cooking. The game's, I feel like, is coming pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited to play it?
I am very excited to play this. I'm hoping, I don't know. Actually, I'll take that back. It's not going to be at PAX. It's not going to be at PAX.
No, it won't be at PAX.
If this is releasing in 2025, that would be perfect. I would love to play that game. Yeah, man, I'm excited for this. This 2v2, any 2v2 tag based game, I'm always hooked for some reason. You know what I mean? I've always enjoyed like Dragon Ball Z Fighters was something that I really gravitated
Marvel
towards.
Marvel vs. Capcom, just because, we want that
Marvel
game.
Marvel vs. Capcom, like there's so many games that do it so well, and I can't like the characters in League of Legends are so interesting and so unique that having them in a 2v2 setting I think would be really interesting, and just having their different play styles and their different mechanics, like it's gonna be really cool. Yeah. It's gonna be a fast paced action, like, you know, fighting game, and I can't wait for it.
I would imagine that this game does pretty well compared to the I know League of Legends has been coming off a lot of side projects with their other games. I know like the Nunu game came out, then they had an Echo game, then they had a Silas game. So the fact that they're kind of like dipping their toes in each genre,
yeah,
which is, you know, they're just kind of sticking to see like, all right, we'll do this one, we'll do this one. A 2v2 fighter sounds amazing just because the cast they have is insane. They have over 100 characters in their game. So I know I was going to say 100 champions. That's the characters just for you.
Thank you.
I would say champions.
Thank you so much.
But it is champions. And officially, it's called a champion.
I get it.
So just letting you know. The champs.
Thank you. Okay. I'll do my best to change.
Apparently.
I'll do my best to change, bro. I'll do my best to change. That's all. I'll do better.
Do better. No, what was Credo say?
Be better.
Don't be,
boy.
No, don't be sorry.
Boy.
Oh my God.
That's too.
That too. I'm excited. We're gonna go see Advent Children now. It's gonna be awesome.
That's the song's not in there, right? I'm tripping, right?
Oh yeah.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
Just wait. I feel like you forgot a lot of the movie. I can't wait to talk about it with you next week.
I have forgot a lot, and I think this is going to actually bring me full circle. Like full circle, I'm going to understand a lot more. Like it's going to bring pieces together that I'm just like, oh shit! Like that's right, right?
You do realize that this is after the game, right? Advent Children happens after Final Fantasy VII. Okay.
Yes. No, I'm aware of that. I'm just saying, like, there's pieces that you like characters. I'm saying, like, oh, like I know exactly who that is, or like, oh, this, like, I feel like there's going to be.
Oh, you'll
I can
actually
understand a little bit
for sure.
Yeah, compared to when I first saw it, I'm like, who the fuck are these people? Like, I don't know anybody, you know? And
that was
I'm saying years ago, you know?
I'm just excited to see it on the big screen. That's realistic. I was like, maybe just like, I'll stay home and I'll just like put it on my TV. But I'm like, no, when is the next time I'm actually going to see this movie on the big screen? Right. So, gotta do it.
Gotta do it. And so what about you seeing the big, like, you know, Sephiroth and Cloud fight? Like, you think that's going to change for you, like seeing it now, like, you know, in 2024 on a big screen? Like,
the only fear I have is that the CGI will look dated, but I don't think it will.
Okay.
I think the CGI holds up really well.
I think the CGI is going to be fine. My concern is going to be like the VO. I feel like the voice acting is going to be a little.
But it's Japanese, so you won't even notice.
Ah, you're right. You're right.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right.
You won't even. So we're good. I guess we're good. I wish we would have saw it in English, but maybe that was a good thing we saw in the Japanese dub, because now it won't be like, ugh. Like,
you're like, what's up? That's not what you would know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you. I think you're right. Well, let's get out of here. Guys, thank you for tuning in. Let's wrap up this week's news, actually. Before we go, check out our merch store, gamingduopod.com. Definitely check it out. That will support us a lot. We will appreciate it a lot. A big shout out and thank you to all our listeners. Again, make sure to review, share, like, subscribe, and get notified on all of our gaming content heading your way. We'll be back tomorrow. Just kidding. Next week for you and your gaming news. I forgot today's Thursday. All right, guys. Take care. And until next time.
Bye.